Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News from More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. That's Tim. I'm JP. This is Uplifting and Positive News. It's exactly what the title says. That's what we talk about. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Or we have an interview, and we have a lot of interviews coming up. Tim, do you want to tell them about the interview coming up this Friday?
Yeah, man, we actually have an interview with Judith Huerta from, make sure I say it right, JP, because I know she corrected me last time, Dream Act Oklahoma. It's coming out this Friday. Make sure you guys check it out everywhere. You know, we release on all our social media platforms, which Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook, TPT underscore podcast, and everywhere else is pretty much the Positive Truth. Check this out, man. It's a really cool interview. She's going to give you some facts and some really cool stories about some kids that she's gotten to meet on her journey.
Yeah, it's about the DACA repeal and why, well, let's just say, she doesn't support it. We don't support the DACA repeal. It's very enlightening. Dispels some myths and rumors. Goes into the history of DACA and the Dream Act. And it's really, really good. And we have a lot of interviews coming up after that. And Tim, you did say it right. It was Dream Act Oklahoma. You even pronounced your name right.
Haha. I'm doing good.
So since Tim talked about the interview, before we get to these six positive news stories we have today, I was going to talk about our t-shirts. They are black and gray. They basically just have our logo on them, and they're really cool. If you want to support us, you get a t-shirt, and none of the money goes to us. It goes to three nonprofits: Positive Tomorrow's OKC, Rain for Sexual Assault, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And basically, they're $20, but you can get one for free. If you go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and a comment, and then send us an email about it, or get us 10 followers on any of our social media platforms. Twitter is the TPT underscore podcast, Instagram at the Positive Truth, and Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. And yeah, I have a funny story about the t-shirts, man.
Oh yeah?
So literally a minute, when I was texting you telling you I was ready to record, there's a, I go to the University of Central Oklahoma, and their Office of Diversity and Inclusion, I'm not going to say her last name, her name's Michonne. She's like their coordinator and leader. She just texted me and said, I just saw someone with a Positive Truth t-shirt.
How awesome is that?
That is awesome. I don't know where she was, but either way, we appreciate the support.
Yeah, for sure. That is pretty dope. You know what's funny? What's even doper about it? The person that was wearing the shirt happened to text me as well, probably 15 minutes before you text me, and said, hey, somebody just came and talked to me about the Positive Truth because they knew who JP was, and they thought it was awesome that we were wearing the shirt.
What?
Man, it's crazy, right?
Oh, hold up. So, do I know the person that had that texted you about the t-shirt?
Yeah, you met her, Nina. She bought a couple shirts at the backpack drive.
I got you. Nina was one of the bosses that was doing the actual work while me and you weren't doing anything.
Exactly. That sounds about right.
Shout out to Edna and Nina.
Shout out to Edna and Nina.
Well, anyway, let's get to these positive news stories. We both have three. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
Man, I'll go ahead and start. I have a 5-year-old boy by the name of Dylan Lipton Lesser of Chesterfield County, Virginia. I'm glad I said that right. He attended his first day of school. And the reason why this story is so positive and uplifting is because before he attended his first day of school, he had 22 brain surgeries.
What?
Exactly. His parents... his mother said, to see him go to kindergarten, how is that possible? She says it's nothing short of a miracle. Basically, Dylan was born 11 weeks premature, which led to a lot of health issues. You know, that included brain bleeding, infections, hydrocephalus. They didn't think he was even going to live, let alone be able to start school. And this year he started school. His teachers, the principals, even the kids in the class, everybody's done a great job making this kid feel comfortable. And I just wanted to share that story to give a little hope out there.
When was his, like, how long ago was his latest brain surgery?
Let me see if I can find that. I do not know, sir.
That's still crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, to be 5 years old, starting your first day of school, and you've had more surgeries than
most people are going to have in a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it'll be good. It's okay. I feel like if you can conquer that, school will be a problem.
Next 13 years will be a breeze.
Yeah, you got this, man. You got this.
All right, Dylan, man. Stay up. What you got for us, JP?
Well, basketball season is about to start, technically in like a month. So I have a positive news story about a positive basketball player. He's retired. His name's Tim Duncan. He grew up in the islands. He grew up in the U.S. Virgin Islands. He donated $250,000 to help the Hurricane Irma damage. And the thing is, if you know anything about Tim Duncan, it's like, this dude does not do interviews. He's like really quiet. He does nothing but work hard and win. And he wrote a Players Tribune article. And this is how he started his Players Tribune article. Hey, it's Tim. Hi. Like, you're Tim Duncan. Like, you're one of the most popular people in the world. And he was just talking about how he grew up in the islands and how they're like getting, got blasted by a hurricane. And you shouldn't forget about them. He's just raising awareness to an issue and donating. I think it's awesome, so I wanted to talk about it.
That is pretty awesome, man. I feel like a lot of celebrities are definitely doing their part when it comes to, you know, recovering from these hurricanes. I saw a highlight on Facebook the other day with J.J. Watt. He's one of the football players that donated $10 million, you know, for aid and relief. And whenever he got introduced into the football game, which was their first home game of the season, the Houston Texans, the crowd went absolutely nuts, man. They just went bananas. I've never heard a crowd get that loud. Like, it was ridiculous. And this was on TV that I was watching it, and I was just like, wow, this is incredible. And, I mean, a big part of that, obviously, all the positivity he's doing for Houston. So shout out to J.J. Watt once again. I mean, that's kind of a reminder about what he did. But I'll go ahead and tell you my next news story, man. Okay. It's about Hurricane Harvey. So 12 years before Hurricane Harvey, there was Hurricane Katrina that, you know, took out New Orleans. You know, it was terrible for the city.
Time out, Tim. That was 12 years ago. It doesn't feel like 12 years ago, does it?
It does not, man.
We were juniors in high school when that happened.
It literally doesn't feel like it was more than five.
Anyway, now that we all feel old. Continue, Tim.
Well, man, in the September 10th edition of the Houston Chronicle, the city of New Orleans bought a full-page ad to send the Texans a very, very nice message. I'm not going to read the whole entire article because, you know, me reading on air is terrible. But basically, it starts off by saying 12 years ago, you took hundreds of thousands of us in. You opened your homes, closets, and kitchens. You found schools for our kids and jobs to tide us over. It continues going in a positive message like that. And if you want to read the rest of this, please go to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. I am uploading it now.
Nice. I mean, that is a really good comparison because Katrina basically, yeah.
Man, I remember how bad it was, all the money everybody was raising. And this, you know, I'm not in school now, so I don't get to necessarily see it as much. Being a kid and seeing something that bad for the first time and trying to do everything you possibly can to help out, and for it to feel like this Hurricane Katrina was just yesterday for us, and now, you know, Hurricane Harvey and Irma and even Jose that's behind that, it's terrible, man. And this is just a really really good time for everybody to get together and do our parts. I think it's awesome that New Orleans bought a page out of their article to let them know, you know, they're in their hearts and they're thinking about them, and if they need anything, they're there for them.
Absolutely. Speaking of that, Tim, can you tell the story you told a few days ago about the Hurricane Harvey student with that grant?
That was wild to me. I actually just found out. I think it was Sunday morning, actually. So Hurricane Harvey, you know, a lot of people evacuated because of the storm. And the high school that I work at, you know, I coach for, they actually had a Hurricane Harvey refugee. You know, she came into town. She needed to go to school, and her parents asked if they can enroll her. And our principal, being the guy that he is not going to say no. Of course, he says yes. And they did their best to make her feel at home. She went to school there for about a week before, I believe, she went back home.
Yeah, so if you're new to the positive truth, we're in Oklahoma City. That's a long ways away from Houston.
Yeah, for sure.
8-hour drive.
Yeah, man, and I thought it was awesome, you know, that, you know, U.S. Grant High School, they just decided, hey, let's go ahead and open up our doors. And the thing is, the crazy part is, like, I love U.S. Grant High School, but we're not one of the best schools to go to, you know what I mean, when it comes to safety sometimes. So, like, the fact that, you know, her parents trusted her to go there and the kids did a great job of making her feel at home as well, I thought was awesome.
See, that just speaks to the power of diversity, because I know you didn't tell this part of the story, but she was a white girl, and she was like, all these black and brown people around me, I've never seen so many.
That is a true story.
And the fact that, you know, she went to what most kids would consider a scary high school, and everyone was warm and open to her. And it's like she's around for the first time this many poor, not only poor, but largely Mexican and African-American people, and you get that much of a warming response from it. I'm sure it'll break down these negative stereotypes she hears about that kind of not only poor people, but Mexican and black people in America.
Absolutely.
And that's something the kids did just by being nice.
By being who they are.
Exactly. Well, speaking of being who you are, I am not a beer drinker, Tim.
I hear that.
At all. But there's this thing in Michigan I think it's kind of cool. It's called Hops Against Hunger. I like puns, so I think it's funny. So basically, it's a campaign that has 40 different breweries. Wow, I cannot pronounce anything on this podcast.
I'm laughing so hard because I'm scared to say it because I feel like we're just going to be going at it saying
breweries. No, wow.
Breweries.
I clearly don't go to breweries very often.
Breweries. All right, we're done. Let's get past this word, man. This is bad for both of us.
So that word, bars and restaurants, there's 40 different ones of them. They band together to raise money for the food banks across the state. And yeah, they're really cool. They throw events. And you can go to their website. It's called Hops Against Hunger. It's called hopsagainsthungermi.org, and it shows you where they throw their events and what food bank gets the money. So you get discounts on beer, drive responsibly, take an Uber, and you get to donate to the food bank and hang out with a lot of cool people.
That's dope. Cool, positive people, man. So, like, where is this at?
And basically the whole state of Michigan. If you go to their nonprofit website, like, it's literally top to bottom.
Man, I'm going to have to check that out. That's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, next time you're in Michigan, Tim.
Right. My mom's over there now, so I definitely have to go check it out eventually.
Your mom's in Michigan now?
Yeah, man, yeah. She moved up there. Basically, when we went up there for the wedding, she got dropped off.
Hold up. How did y'all take all our stuff?
Well, she mailed, shipped some of her stuff, and then we drove the rest. I was in the car. What's up, Mom? I know you're listening.
Yo, that's a long drive. I already discussed this, but anyways. Yeah, I didn't know you could mail your stuff like that kind of large stuff in the mail. I guess technically you can mail anything. It's 2017. Did you see the new iPhone?
No, I didn't. I heard it came out today, or like a preview of it or something.
Yeah, so they have this like retina display thing, right? Where you open your eyeballs and it unlocks the phone.
No, it doesn't.
I swear to Tim.
Yo, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
So basically, if you close your eyes and look at your phone, it doesn't unlock, but you open them, it unlocks the phone. There's no home button on it.
So you have to do that.
Yeah. So basically, like, to unlock the phone, you have to open your eyeballs. But the thing is, if someone takes your phone and, like, you, like, put your phone in front of their face, it automatically unlocks. They haven't figured out how to do that safety feature.
Oh, good old Apple.
And they have, like, this 3D, like, retina display, which allows for, like, better Snapchat filters. Anyway, we're supposed to be talking about positive news. I just kind of think it's crazy.
It is, man. I'm going to end up getting it, but it's like, it's ridiculous. Oh, man. Let's go back to the positive news stories. I got one left, man. It's a dog story. So instead of me being depressed because I'm probably going to spend like $800 on a new phone.
Eventually. Oh, it costs $1,000.
Oh, my God. Let's go back to this news story. I'm going to talk about Mark Hoppus for a second. Mark Hoppus has contributed the track Not Every Dog Goes to Heaven, which was inspired by the classic film National Lampoon's Vacation, to the charity album Dog Songs. The project was the brainchild of Ali Gortez, or Gortz, I hope I said that right, and Casey Boyd to raise money for the ASPCA, which is the American Society for Prevention of Animal, or for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, specifically to help dogs who are affected by Hurricane Harvey. I thought this was awesome. JP actually shared this with me so I could share this with you guys because I love dog stories. And anybody helping dogs is awesome. And JP, you said that he was from Blink 182, correct?
Yep.
Boom. That's even better because I was a Blink 182 fan back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, man. That was like the second album I ever bought, or CD I ever bought.
What was the first album?
Tyrese.
It's okay, though. That was a good R&B. Very early 2000s R&B.
Yeah, man. I love 90s R&B. Like, I was really big into 90s R&B, so R&B was, like, big for me. And then I started to skateboard, so I started to, like, rock. And, yeah, that's where I was at in life there.
That's what's up, though, Sam. I'm glad you didn't break a leg or anything skateboarding.
Yeah, definitely sprained some ankles, though.
Nice. Well, my last positive news story is going to be on our TPT underscore podcast on the Twitter. It's basically, it's a 3-minute long video of a man in Pakistan, specifically Islamabad. Oh, wow. Islamabad, that city. Because I cannot pronounce it. Can't even pronounce breweries today.
You're doing good, man. You're doing good. You got this.
So basically, he started a free school to teach poor children how to read and write. So he takes off. So basically what happens is, for the last 30 years, he's been at work, and after he gets off work, he bikes into the city and volunteers his time and donates a third of his income to teach poor children to read and write from all the way from first to 10th grade. And it's free because there's no public schools for the poor children in Pakistan. He's done that for 30 years.
And you said this is going to be on the Twitter?
On the Twitter.
Yo, how nuts is that? Like, that's goals as a man, once again. I love all... Man, that is one of the dopest things in the world, and I've never heard that story until you brought that up, JP.
Yeah, we do focus a lot on United States positive news stories because they're so much easier for us to access. But worldwide, there's a lot of people doing really positive things.
I hear that. You know what that means, JP?
We need to go international?
Yeah, we need to go international for sure. And if we have any listeners that are overseas from the United States anyways, let us know what's going on over there. Anything positive that's going on over there you guys want us to talk about, please email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com, and I promise you we'll talk about it.
Or tag that news post on Facebook with us, and we'll discuss it that way. We'll share our favorite news stories are the ones you all find. Not because we don't have to do any work, but because that creates user and listener interaction. And we definitely appreciate that.
For sure.
That way we know someone's listening. It's not just us and our moms.
True story. I mean, I guess we got people wearing our shirts in the city now, so that's like... maybe like 6 people listening to us now.
Hey. We've definitely sold more than 6 shirts though, Tim. Oh,
true story.
Anyways, I think we're done with our positive news stories, Tim. Do you have a quote or do you need me to find a quote?
I actually just clicked on the link to read a quote.
Nice.
But before we do that, can you please let the people know where they can find us at one more time?
YouTube, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Instagram at The Positive Truth. Twitter at TPT_podcast. Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. Email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. And yeah, there we go. What's this quote, Tim?
I have found that if you love life, life will love you back. Arthur Rubinstein.
So go love life and live your day in a very positive way. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.